Greetings, fellow chocoholics, and welcome to Chocolate Habit, your weekly review of ethical chocolates from around the world. I'm your host and curator, Max Gandy, founder of DameCacao.com. Let's dive right into this week's habit. Today for episode 18, we are tasting Cacaokins Milk Chocolate with Sancho, which I'm probably pronouncing wrong, but that's okay. Cacaokin is a maker out of Fukuoka, Japan, in the southern part of Japan. And I actually interviewed them and met them last month. It is a family of three behind the one of Japan's most well-known bean to bar makers. And they're actually making their chocolate in a trailer. It's Cacaokin is sort of short for the Japanese words for cacao laboratory. They won an international chocolate award from the Americas in 2016, bronze award for this bar. I tried it in a sample of a bunch of all of their bars, all of the bars that they had on offer at the time when I went to visit them. And I remember this was one of my favorites. I don't remember exactly what it tasted like, but I remember it was quite enjoyable. All of their packaging is white with their cacao pod logo. It also sort of looks like a cacao flower. It's red and white, just like their theme colors, I suppose, are red and white. But it's white with like a slash of blue watercolor, and then underneath the blue, a slash of red. So it's like bright red and blue and white watercolor, and it's really beautiful packaging. Opening up the packaging itself is pretty easy. It's resealable, but the inner plastic packaging is not resealable, which is okay as long as the outside can be closed again. The inside bar is a pretty dark brown. I'm not sure exactly what percent their milk chocolate is, but it's made by combining their white chocolate and their dark chocolate, both I believe made with their Vietnamese cacao, because the family works with farmers in Vietnam and actually has a cafe in Vietnam, pretty close to their farm, if I recall correctly. So this is a Vietnamese origin bar with Japanese flavors. Sancho was described to me as an herb. They made it sound sort of like allspice, a blend of all these different flavors that's used in a lot of Japanese recipes. Inside, there's actually more information on the name of the bar, which is Fuyu no Asoma, which I'm definitely not pronouncing correctly. And it mentions a little bit more about the company and the idea of beauty and naming and its importance within Japanese culture. The bar's name, Fuyu no Asoma, actually means two-tiered winter volcano. And it says, imagine two powers of nature personified by volcanoes. The one dynamic, representing the spiciness of Japanese pepper, and the other dormant, representing the mellowness of milk. Now imagine a deep valley between those two mountains, expressing this exciting new chocolate, fighting between these forces of nature. That's very poetic. Let's see how well it represents the bar. So, opening up the plastic packaging, this bar is only 20 grams, by the way. All of their bars are pretty small. None of them are available in any size larger than this. It looks like a typical chocolate mold, like 18. It's 4 by 6 squares. Wow. I'm not even sure how to describe that smell. I mean, sweet, but also floral. It makes me think of like cream cheese, which sounds really weird, but it's like almost floral infused, like cream cheese, like cheese that's been set to age, but in a very savory, sweet, balanced way. It doesn't necessarily smell like an herb. It smells almost like they used a different milk powder than a regular milk powder. But breaking off a piece is a pretty strong snap. It's a very thin bar, so that's a bit surprising how strong the snap is, especially as a milk chocolate. But the melt is nice, pretty fast.
Okay. You get the flavor of milk chocolate, a bit of milk powder at the beginning, and then the sancho begins sweeping in, and it honestly tastes almost exactly how it smells. It's got the strong base flavor of the milk powder, but it's got this herbalness, like if you took a little bit of cinnamon and clove and then a touch of cardamom. It's sweet, but it's definitely savory. And the chocolate, the finish is not very long, but this is strange. It leaves my tongue very slightly numb. This sancho, whatever it is, might have a slight numbing property. Maybe that's why people enjoy it so much. It's a very unique flavor. And it does remind me a bit of allspice. It's got a very intricate blend of flavors that adds up to be a very complex milk chocolate. I really enjoy this bar. I wish I had bought more than just one. I also do admit now, okay, thin bars, I like them. Maybe even best, they're really nice. It's always a delight to find a beautiful chocolate in a beautiful package.
If you like this week's episode, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review for us on whatever platform you choose to download your podcasts on. I hope you have a wonderful week. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.